It is now time for another presentation of the classic masterpiece Pretty Late Theater.
Will you be directing this, Craig?
Well, I will direct from afar. Scott Stantis will be providing our stage directions as we go.
Okay. So, do you want to introduce? Okay, so we just go ahead and...
Okay. So we're going to do two scenes this evening. The first scene is a famous... it is one from a famous series of action films. We have changed some of the names to make sure that you cannot guess the name easily. But our main hero will be talking to our main villain in this scene.
Okay. So, Scott, you'll be...
Enter laser room, night. Bond lies in darkness on his back on a metal table. He comes to. He finds his arms and legs are tied to the table.
Good evening, 007.
Bond looks the other way.
My name is James Bond.
And members of your curious profession are few in number.
The villain approaches the table.
You have been recognized, let's say, by one of your opposite members.
Different accents of doing, I apologize.
By the way, not to interrupt the scene in the flow, we should mention to our listeners, 312-981-7200, you can call in and guess
Good,
the movie,
you.
And you get a prize. We give out a Luminati's prize to the first person that recognizes what this scene is from.
That was Scenus Interruptus.
And continue.
Okay, the villain approaches the table.
You have been recognized, let's say, by one of your opposite members.
Pause. I was trying to listen to Marlena Dietrich before.
Apparently it's your mom.
Each actor gets to take their own take on the character, so this is Patty's.
Who is also nice and to kill. Oh, that interesting car of yours.
The villain wipes his eyes and laughs.
I do have a new toy, but considerably more practical. You are looking at an industrial laser. Which emits an extraordinary light not to be found in nature. Still me?
Okay. Yeah.
You're so good at this.
The villain still talks.
It can project a spot on the moon or at a closer range. Cut through solid material. I will show you.
The villain turns and snaps his fingers at the control room. The barrel of the laser gun moves down Bond's torso. He raises himself onto his elbows and looks at it. The barrel of the laser gun comes to rest, aiming between Bond's legs. Suddenly, the laser light goes on, gleaming red. Bond looks down at it. The laser beam starts cutting the outer edge of the tabletop, which is gold-colored. The villain looks down, smiling. Bond looks down, not smiling. The laser beam continues burning through the tabletop.
There's one more thing.
No?
Pointing to the tabletop. Pointing to the tabletop.
The laser beam.
Oh, yeah, you don't just do the narration, Scott. You actually also do the actions that are taking place.
Pointing to the tabletop. Sorry.
This is gold, Mr. Bond. All my life, I've been in love with its color. It's brilliant. I don't know what accent I'm doing.
It's turning Latin, but that's okay. That's cool still.
Excuse me. What was the award we won again?
We are the Silver Dome Award winners. You are the best radio personality in Chicago.
Not best German accent ever.
This is gold, Mr. Bond. All my life I've been in love with its color. It's brilliant. It's divine.
Can I get a little bit more with the gold? Like, it's gold, Mr. Bond.
It's gold, Mr. Bond. All my life I've been in love with its color. I don't know what that's called. Collar.
No,
collar,
I felt
collar.
It that time.
It's
that was
brilliant.
Really
it's excuse me. In the
classroom. Oh, are you getting a phone call?
I'm getting some German lessons on my
phone. Oh, okay, that's nice. Okay, good.
All right, then. It's divine heaviness.
Bond looks up at the villain, then down at his legs. The laser beam keeps cutting through the tabletop, moving towards Bond's crotch.
I think you've made your point. Thank you for the demonstration.
He's not doing an accent. How's he not
Bond,
doing
it? Well, yeah, I mean, you could, but this Bond actually... Well, I
feel like it's I'm a Southside accent.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a Minion movie. I don't know what to
say. Dan, can you get us a little more Sean Connery?
I think you've made your point. Thank you for the demonstration.
How is that at all Sean Connery? I don't understand.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last. What? Oh, the purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
The laser beam keeps cutting upwards towards his crotch.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die! There is nothing you could talk to me about that I don't already know.
Bond looks at the laser beam. It keeps cutting upwards toward his crotch. He turns sideways, calling,
"You're forgetting one thing!"
Do you see?
If I fail to... Now I sound like Jimmy Stewart.
No. I'm really feeling it.
If I fail to report...
Dan, let's start the whole sentence over again. You're doing a really good job. Just more. Give me more.
You're forgetting one thing! I can't do Sean Connery. I was fine doing a regular, good old-fashioned Rogers Park accent. You're forgetting one thing. If I fail to report, 008 replaces me.
I trust he will be more successful.
Well, he knows what I know.
The villain looks back.
You know nothing, Mr. Bond.
Operation Grand Slam, for instance.
Bond looks down at the beam. It is almost at his crotch. Bond looks up.
Two words you may have overheard, which cannot possibly have any significance to you or anyone in your organization.
Can you afford to take that chance?
The laser beam switches off.
You are quite right, Mr. Bond. You are worth more to me alive.
Oh, my God.
Fade out.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I think we need to do another movie. After
we have a guest from Dan on the line, and then actually we have to take a break.
Dan, save us from this. Dan.
Goldfinger.
Yeah, so he's like, please, Goldfinger. I knew this. I would have really liked for you to stop.
Dan, can you sing it?
Me?
Yeah.
Me, Goldfinger?
Yeah.
Goldfinger. I don't know the rest of the words.
He's the man with the golden touch.
More than that, Dan, for a pair of tickets to Women's Funny Festival this weekend, on top of your $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's, can you do that? I expect you to die. With a German accent. Can you do that?
I'd expect you to die, Mr. Bond.
I expect you to.
Really
that
good.
Was really good.
It sounds like your imitation of your mom.
I thought you were doing like the scene from the Gypsy Kings before.
You know, there were a lot of Nazis down in Argentina, so.
Mm. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's true.
That is true. It's very, very true. We're all from Transylvania.
Our next scene does also contain accents, just so everyone's aware.
Dan, hang on the line, and Craig has a pair of tickets for you for the Women's Funny Festival at Stage 773 and a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Thank you, Fräulein.
We once again join our famous actors for another Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez masterpiece theater scene.
This is exciting. Round two. You're listening Pretty Late. It's What's That From? 312-981-7200. Tell us what this is from. We shall enact all the lines from this movie. And we have a little extra element, I think, this time, which I'm excited about. So let's see how this goes. And joining me is the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune.
That's me.
Scott Stantis.
Yes.
Senator Dan Katowski, CEO of ChildServe.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, then. All right.
Who dares to challenge the Black Knight?
I do not challenge you.
The Black Knight stares impassively and says nothing.
I am Arthur. King of the Britons!
Hint of a pause as he waits for a reaction which doesn't come. Arthur is slightly thrown.
I seek the bravest and the finest knights in all the world to join me in my court at Camelot.
The Black Knight remains silent.
You have proved yourself worthy. Will you join me?
Silence.
A man of your strength and skill would be the chief of all my knights.
Never.
You make me sad. But so be it. Come, Patsy.
As he moves, the Black Knight bars the way.
None shall pass.
What?
None shall pass.
I have no quarrel with you, brave Sir Knight, but I must cross this bridge.
Then you shall die.
I command you as King of the Britons to stand aside.
I move for no man.
So be it.
Arthur draws his sword and approaches the Black Knight. A furious fight starts, lasting about 15 seconds, at which point Arthur delivers a mighty blow which completely severs the Black Knight's left arm at the shoulder. Arthur steps back triumphantly.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
Glancing at his shoulder.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off?
No, 'tisn't.
Pointing to his arm on ground.
Well, what's that, then?
I've had worse.
You're a liar.
Another 10 seconds, furious fighting, till Arthur chops the Black Knight's other arm off. Also at the shoulder, the arm plus sword lies at the ground.
Victory is mine.
Sinking to his knees.
I thank thee, O Lord, that in thy...
Come on, then.
What?
He kicks Arthur hard on the side of the helmet. Arthur gets up, still holding his sword. The Black Knight comes after him, kicking.
You are indeed a brave Sir Knight, but the fight is mine.
Had enough?
You stupid bastard. You haven't got any arms left.
Of course I have.
Look.
What? Just a flesh wound?
Kicks Arthur again.
Stop that.
Still kicking him.
Had enough?
I'll have your leg.
He is kicking him again.
Right?
The Black Knight kicks him again, and Arthur chops his leg off. The Black Knight keeps his balance with difficulty.
I'll do you for that.
You what?
Come here.
What are you going to do? Bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs. Have at you.
Arthur takes his last leg off. The Black Knight's body lands upright.
All right. We'll call it a draw.
Come, Patsy.
Arthur and Patsy start to cross the bridge.
Running away, eh? You yellow bastard. Come back here and take what's coming to you. I'll bite your legs off.
Oh, my. I am super a big fan of that.
So the sound effects? Well done, Scott.
Yeah,
oh,
thank
you.
The Foley artist was really done well.
Yeah, very well done. Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
And
bravo,
what?
Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Much obliged.
Much obliged. Glenn, what is that from? What's that from?
That would be Monty Python's The Holy Grail.
Congratulations. Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, Glenn.
We have a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's for you. And I have a pair of tickets to the... where's the 920? Can you come into Chicago for the Women's Funny Festival?
I cannot, but...
I will give your ticket to somebody else.
Give it to someone else.
I will do that. But we have a $25 gift card. We have a $25 gift card from Lou Malnati. So next time you're in Chicago, or you can order online at loumalnatis.com. They will mail it to you. You can say that to the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
They'll mail it.
Yeah, they mail the pizza.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. So 312-981-7200. Someone can have Glenn's tickets.
Where was 920 from? Where's that?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. What part?
That's like in Canada.
State. Don't ask me. Craig's going to find out in a minute. He's gonna it's like Canada. It's not Canada.
It's kind of Canada.
I am at the Women's Funny Festival this Sunday night. Love to have you guys come out and see the show. I'm performing my show Patty Melt, which the listeners helped me title the show because we remembered that I occasionally am rendered
occasionally
incapable.
We got
of
Beth's
speech.
Gesture that story. He seemed like we're struggling with it. Like Patty Melt. This is a long description of a Patty Melt. What's the source of it?
So long. Senator Katowski, tomorrow your event. You got to go because you have to get up in the morning.
Come on, mini golf.
Mini golf.
Mini golf at Mountain View Mini Golf Course in Des Plaines for Child Surf. It's for our early childhood program. We helped 616 kids who live in poverty be kindergarten ready last year.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Make sure they're reaching developmental milestones and that they're going to be successful in life. There's a lot of hope out there. Good programs like this and a lot of great people involved in Child Surf. So come be one of them.
Child Surf, there's no E.
There's no E.
You're right, Scott, and you're right, Patty, because the work is not done yet.
And where can people get information about going? There's a Facebook page for Child Surf.
Go on the Facebook. On the Facebook for Child Surf.
Or childsurf.org.
Childsurf.org. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I think you're going to be there tomorrow, Patty.
I am going to be there. Esmeralda's going to be there. I believe Daphne Scott, our regular, our positivity expert, will join us as well.
Be awesome to have Scott Stantis there, and Craig, it would be great.
I'm going to be Elliot. In Wisconsin.
I'm going to get
or
a
Canada.
I'm going to get a rental
possibly
car
Canada.
For Craig.
America's Canada.
Wisconsin is not America's Canada. It is Wisconsin, and we're proud to have them as our neighbors.
Yeah. Okay.
Our winner was from Fond du Lac, by the way.
There you go, Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
I don't know why we all did that. That was interesting.
It was the French influence.
It was a little bit of that
cast upon this show tonight.
I didn't mean to do that in my James Bond German villain.
It was really. I think the French voice made him more threatening.
I did too.
Did
you feel it?
I did. I felt it.
It was a more kind of intriguing danger. I wasn't necessarily sure if I should
like
be afraid.
Inspector Clouseau element to him.
A little bit. Clouseau.
Does your dog bite?
Does your dog bite?
I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
I did not give you guys any more scenes.
My dog.
That is not. I'm sorry, I didn't do it as well.
No, do it, do it.
That is not my
that is
dog.
Not my dog. Yeah, it was great. It was good that we. You
know. Yeah.
Sorry. Well, I can't remember the movie though. It was an awesome scene. But which Peter Sellers? Which one was it?
Pink Panther.
Was it which? It was, there's several Pink Panthers.
That's true. Pink Panther Strikes Again.
Strikes Again.
Yep.
God, I love those movies.
Pink Panther.
Those were fun. Remember when Steve Martin tried to do Pink Panther?
Oh, good. Oh, no, you can't do it. You can't replicate Peter Sellers.
No, Peter Sellers was brilliant.
So good.
So good.
Yeah. I remember watching the Pink Panther, seeing it at the Northtown Theater. I probably watched it 6 or 7 times. It was great. The movie would be there for like a month.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going? What are the movies? Well, what movie? Well, Star Wars. Well, it's been there and it's not leaving. And we'd see it
again.
6 or 7 times.
My favorite thing about the Sellers movie, well, there were so many different things, but I loved the guy, he and his, like,
Kato.
They would fight scenes. It was just so
awesome.
Great. So funny. So ridiculous.
And being there has to be one of the great American films of all time.
Great book, too. Jerzy Kosinski.
Is it?
Awesome. Yeah. I'd never read it.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a short. It's a novelette. It's
small words, because then I can read it.
Yeah, well, they're words you can pronounce very easily. And there's pictures.
Awesome. Now we have an assignment for next week. There you go.
Patty's Book Club.
That's right. Thank you so much, Senator Kotensky.
Oh, thanks for having me. This has been a treat today to be with you, the number one radio talk show late night host in all the land.
In all the land.
All the land.
The other host
King of the who?
Pass.
King of the radio talk show host. And then Scott Stantis, of course. You guys have a wonderful night. God bless you.
We will see you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I'll drive safe.
More after this with Scott Stantis on 720 WGN.
That's you.
That was awesome. By the way, on the air, Patty, you have one live at Shereen.
I was like, oh, come on.
The
come
timing
on.
Was perfect. And you were holding it. It was one of those that like didn't come out right away.
I was trying so hard not to sneeze.
I know.
I really was.
Yeah, the note, it was like she was holding it, the commercial ends, and sneeze. I like the fact that you opened the mic, though.
Else to do. I was going to try to.
The odds of that have to be terrible. That the sneeze came out exactly when it did. You didn't even get a word out.
No. I was like, okay. I was about to open my mouth to start talking.
Right.
And I hit the mic and I was like,
and
nope.
All that came out was a sneeze.
Have you ever tried driving and sneezing at the same time?
Oh, it's terrible.
This is what I felt like. I felt like I don't know how this ends.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Especially right when you're getting onto the highway.
Yes.
If you sneeze right during the on ramp, that's really.
Oh. Or if you're like in the express lanes, but when they have a construction site. Like,
oh, yeah.
And you're in between the two cement barriers.
Oh,
it's
God.
Terrible.
Yeah.
There's no room for error, and mm-hmm. you got to sneeze.
And you can't keep your eyes open.
No, you can't keep your eyes open. That's how I felt when I was trying to do this.
By the way, you have a library.
Okay. This week on Chicago's Best, Brittany and Elliot are on the hunt for the best baseball bites. Tune in to Chicago's Best Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. I apologize to everybody. That was very strange. I don't think I've ever sneezed on the show ever. Not once.
Do you know why they just put a huge spotlight on behind us?
Just now it came on?
Yeah. It's
no, back there, yeah.
Did they
weird.
Hear me sneeze and they thought, you know that thing where you're supposed to look in the light so
the
you don't
sneeze?
The
seismic sensor.
Ah!
Yeah, see, exactly. Don't look back
that's,
there.
That's
it
bright.
Is blinding to try to look at you right
it
now.
It really is. No, yeah. It usually is. But
that seems
more
unnecessary.
So
that seems completely unnecessary.
That's like they really want the names from the underground.
Well, hold on a second. Can you two keep talking? I'm gonna take care of Craig. Actually, okay. Craig, can you play the replay from Bill and Wendy's show?
Oh, yeah. Here, let me go. Do this. Let me click this and click this guy.
There was something I really liked. I love this
name,
Bill and Wendy.
I have to bring something up, Bill, because earlier today we were looking out the Allstate Showcase studio because we like to people watch, to be honest.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Why wouldn't you?
And there was a very attractive young man who looked like he could have been a model of sorts.
He sure did, didn't he?
He had long hair and some little gym shoes on.
Yeah.
And
he looked like a model, and there was no doubt about it. You looked at this guy and you went, that guy, if he's not a model,
he should be.
He could be a model.
And I said, God, is he cute? And of course, Bill looks as I say that. And, you know, you didn't comment on how cute he looked, but you said, hey, wait a minute. That guy is wearing jean shorts.
Right.
He's got jorts on.
That's right.
And you said that your family mocks you and somebody told you never to wear them again.
I've been ostracized. We're coming up on a year. It'll be a year on August 6th. I've been told by my...
Did you put that in your calendar?
It's in my diary.
God, would I love to read your diary.
It's not for human consumption, Wendy. It's
Dear
best...
Dear diary.
It's best that
eBay I'll... had a sale today on action figures. Looking for Johnny Quest.
I'll give you a highlight every once in a while, but I don't want anyone...
Feeling lonely.
That's in there. So my daughters, Reese and Kylie, are here because they're big fans of Saturday Night Live, and we had Colin Jost on earlier, and the girls came to work with me. So they're here to tell about the torture that I endure on a nearly daily basis for certain items of clothing.
Namely jorts, right, girls?
Well, there's a specific pair of jort that I think needs to be talked about.
This is Kylie speaking.
Yeah, Kylie here. Mm-hmm. There is a jort that... It's ombre. It starts very very blue at the
indigo
top.
Indigo blue at the top.
Yeah, a nice indigo blue. And then slowly fades into white as the jort ends above around the knee.
But the coolest part of it is
nothing.
It looks...
No.
There's no cool part.
Yeah.
I know Reese will back me up on this when I say the coolest part of these particular pants is it looks like they're dripping. Like it starts out really indigo blue and then it comes navy and then periwinkle and different shades of blue.
I believe that's called acid wash, and I think you had those jorts when we worked at Q101,
exactly.
Which was how many years ago?
Oh, 20 maybe.
Hasn't thrown them away. Still in the drawer.
Some things never go out of style. There's certain things that never really go out of style. But I've been told, but with those in particular, the girls have said, if you ever wear those again, we will never speak to you again.
Well, we won't. If we go somewhere in public with you and you are in those, we will pretend stranger danger and stay far away from this. We don't know this man from the past.
That doesn't seem right. But even regular blue jean shorts, even like I have some that are really nice, expensive ones.
They're not
I've
nice.
I've been told I can't wear them.
They're more like carpenter's pants, don't you?
Yeah, they are. They're carpenter's pants.
How old are you?
I'll be 12 in November.
He has a surfer swag that he tries
to
go for.
Yeah, I got a bunch of surfer stuff.
But he's never been surfing, so it's kind of hard to understand.
Channel surfing is surfing. Cowabunga, I'm watching Channel 7.
So I was listening to Bill and Wendy, and I loved how his kids were really just giving him a hard time about his clothes. Do your kids ever... It's Father's Day on Sunday, right?
Yes.
And so I was enjoying it because then they went on to talk about how they were offering to take him shopping for Father's Day, which doesn't seem like something that's fun for dads to do, is to go shopping.
No, shopping is you go, you buy the shorts, and you leave. That's how shopping goes for dads.
Yes. And you don't
even know,
try
them on. If they're torturing him at home a lot, I would want to go shopping with them to wear things that they'll stop making fun of me for.
But they will never find anything that they will not make fun of him about.
But
trust me on this.
And Bill Leth has a very specific look, and I think that he has sort of honed that. It's kind of part of his branding, the hat, it's his look.
Okay.
And but his kids, man, just giving him a hard... I mean, I will say this about my husband. He wears the same thing almost all the time. He wears polo shirts and jeans and gym shoes.
Okay,
and
that's classic. You can't really beat
but
that.
He has the same shirt like in 12 different colors.
Okay.
And I tried. I've been married to him since 2000. How long is that? 16 years.
Oh, boy.
I know. 16 years. And I was with him for 4-5 years before that. So we've been together for almost 21 years now. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Nice.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And I tried. I've tried to buy him other things, and he just is not comfortable in anything else.
Well,
I love that about him.
Here's the male.
He knows what he likes.
Female mind. Janine saw a sweater she liked, and she always thought, wouldn't it be fun to have something in all these colors? Well, apparently, Craig, if I teach you anything, I teach you this. That's a lie. Because
yeah.
I bought her this sweater in every color it came in, and she opened up the package and went, yeah. She made that sound. She made that sound. Wow. Thank you.
Steve knows this too. There was a necklace that I saw in a catalog And it was just like costume jewelry, you know. It's kind of a neat necklace. It had like a big, like a crystal that hung down. And he got that for me. I loved it. I wore it all the time. And then it had, they had it in another color, so he bought that one for me. Yeah. And then so by the time it was in, it came in green, like there he would buy it for every, like it was Valentine's Day and my birthday.
It makes
and
sense.
Christmas.
This is really good. You like it?
Esmeralda.
You don't have it in this color?
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, right. I just.
I mean, I remember, new color came out that I didn't notice. It didn't make sense. Get that one.
So if you could take Steve shopping, how would he dress other than the polo shirts, the jeans, and the
cargo shorts?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he wears cargo shorts.
How about skinny jeans? Can he wear those?
No. Cargo shorts have so many pockets. They're so great.
Oh, they are. They're like a purse.
Yeah, yes. Really, that we get to wear in the summer when it's hot out.
That was the other thing they were making fun of Bill for, was that he wears cargo shorts, and his girls were like, there's too many pockets.
Can there be too many pockets?
There can't be too many pockets.
Well, and then Kevin was, the producer was telling him that he's watched Bill lose his keys on his person because, but to Bill's point, he's like, but they're still on my person. I just can't remember which pocket they're in.
Right.
Yes. I do that with movie tickets sometimes.
Yeah,
like I'll get it. And then by the time I get to the other point, I don't know where it is.
I'll just look for keys if I'm lonely.
Do you?
Yeah, you know.
Well, apparently, and this was not explained to me by Bill and Wendy's show, but apparently when Jimmy Mac loses something, he touches his shoulders. So, I mean, like, what? Why would
Could
you?
Could they be there?
I don't know. When he loses something, they call it the Macarena. Because, although, and Esmeralda, I don't know if you do this, and this is going to be weird. I really, because Steve will say that this is what I do when I can't find something.
What do you do?
I grab my boobs. I don't know why I do this. I start checking.
Is that just comforting?
Esmeralda's face said that she does not do that.
Like, what? Again, do you think they're in there?
I don't know. I do. I grab my boobs, and I'm not sure if it's because, like, if I, like, because I used to always tuck things into my bra, like, whether it was money, maybe. When I used to only have, like, one or two keys, I would put it in my bra. I was sitting in a green room with Will Durst one time and frantically looking for a $20 bill, like, up and down the stairs at Zany's. I went downstairs, I came back up, looked through all my stuff, and then I went up, and I sat down, and I just reached into my bra and grabbed it, and he just sat there just mesmerized.
Is that a thinking stance as well?
Yeah, it might
Rather
be.
Than scratching your head, you grab your boobs?
Yeah, but I don't do it in public, and I think a lot in public. I've never done it on the show. Craig, have you ever seen me, like, try to think of something? He refuses
to
look at me.
Yeah, we're both looking away going,
we can't watch
this.
I was actually just watching a clip from Mean Girls when the female actress grabs her boobs as she's telling the weather. So
she tells the weather by
grabbing her boobs? Yeah, she believes that she can predict the weather by grabbing her boobs.
That's not what I think I'm doing.
Okay.
She's looking for her keys.
Looking for her keys, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not more after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late, and I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by Scott Stantis. You're an award-winning Chicago Tribune.
I am now, yes. But you are now.
Well, that's why you asked me if we could talk about this on the air.
Tell the people what award you won, it's awesome.
We won on Pretty Late. We won the Silver Dome Award for Best Radio Personality, and that is because Craig submitted us as radio personality. He could have done the whole show, and he chose to put together clips that showed off the kinds of things that we do. And that's the thing, too, is that it comes down to, like, what show off the range, and so that came down to Craig. I mean, like, that's hundreds of hours of radio that Craig went, this is what is best representative of us, and so that's not easy. I mean,
well, no,
like,
especially for
much
us.
I think it's as much about the clips. And
no,
the choice
I don't know
clips.
About that. I mean, they just show what the small idea of what the show is on a nightly basis, which is wide ranging and interesting and funny and just a lot of stuff.
Thank you very much.
What did the commendation say?
It's
awesome.
It's in my office.
It said that congratulations, you're the best in Chicago. Way to go. No
just Chicago? I think it's all Illinois, isn't it?
It's Illinois Broadcasters Award.
So there's three markets that awards are given. There's a small market, a medium market, and then the larger, and that is the Chicagoland area market. So that's the one we won for.
Yay. I'm very excited. I am. And
you should be.
I am very, very happy. And I was telling Scott off the air that I've never worked in an industry that gave out awards. I mean, obviously, yes, I work in show business. I'm a stand-up comic. But working comics, we're just on the road, and there might be, like, things that have come up, and there are, you know, the last comic standings, and anything that's a competition, I've always stayed away from. I like showing up and doing the work. And so to get an award was very sort of new to me, or like even being nominated for something. I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, I knew that there were other people who had won before. I know that Nick D has won for Best Use of New Media. I'm sure that Ro has won for a lot of other things. And he's been at this for so long. So I was weird. It was weird to be up against my colleagues, too.
And you just kicked their ass. So.
No, I did not. There was no ass kicking. There was
If you win, there's got to be
I was so surprised and honored to be nominated. I mean, it sounds so corny, but yeah, I was just like, that's very cool. But we never really talked about it because I also felt kind of weird about it since my colleagues were, you know, my family was also nominated.
But you're also the number one show in this.
Apparently, in 2011, Ro won for the exact award you got, Best Radio Personality. And actually, Steve and Johnny won for that year as well
for
the Best Radio Team.
So there you go.
So, yeah, he has won before. However, he did not win this year.
Okay. We're not. You're not gloating about that.
A little bit.
I didn't even know it was happening last night. I just knew I was nominated, and then I found out that Vic Vaughn was going, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And so did Judy Pilak. Oh. And somebody else went there.
Were you invited?
I didn't know when it was. Did you get, did we get like invitations to
I think that there were emails to all the staff just talking about the award when we were submitting and then after we got it. So, but there was no direct like, hey, you guys should go to this kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, the other thing was that I also have, it turns out I have about 7 or 8 email accounts here at WGN. I don't know if I've done this.
What are you hiding from?
There's an email account. Esmeralda, do you have a WGN Radio email account?
I don't.
Seems very happy about that.
Well, but I mean, like when there's a station announcement, and sometimes it's just, hey, there's food in the break room. By the way, Esmeralda, sometimes those are the announcements that they send out.
I hate getting those because
we're never here.
We wake up at like noon or something, and that's the first thing in my email. Like, hey, come have lunch.
Yeah, it's always like, and there's pictures of like great food or something. Hey, look at all this food from
a pig on a spit. Hey,
Portillo's dropped by with some of the greatest food ever.
The day that I actually make a venture all the way down to the station just to get that food is going to be a sad moment, but that's okay.
It'll definitely come.
But so I don't even know. So now I have no emails. Although tonight I think that Art has straightened everything out for me. So I have. But one of my email accounts was PATTIE Vasquez at WGNRadio.com, which would never.
Where did that come from?
Exactly, it's mysterious. But Art pulled up this list and it was like PT Vasquez, Pat Vasquez, like all these different variations on my name. I have no idea how those were created. So I wasn't getting any emails anymore.
You found out one
because
this afternoon, right?
Someone in sales said, hey, you never respond to any of my emails. And so I asked her to show me what email she was sending it to. And it was PATTIE Vasquez at WGNRadio.com.
Do you remember the password to that?
No, I have no access to that. I was like, I don't know what that is that you're doing.
So now tell the story. So how'd you find out?
So I got an email today that I had.
But you couldn't get to any of them.
But here was the thing, Craig, was that Vic Vaughn knew last night. Why didn't Vic Vaughn call us?
I don't know. I mean, Vic will be able to tell us in a few minutes here if he's up in the newsroom. But yeah, that's a good question.
Well, and then what was Stephanie saying? She wanted us to find out by email?
Todd Manley wanted to congratulate us via email this morning. And that was an all-staff email that said that you had won. So they waited last night to tell us this morning so that they could do it that way.
But Ro Khan knew that he didn't win, and that was just awkward for me to listen to today.
I just love the sinister laugh coming.
I didn't know.
But it was
great.
It was uncomfortable for me to listen because I heard the crosstalk between Bill and Wendy and Ro Khan, and he was talking like they were waiting for the news and they were emailing or texting Judy Pilak, and I felt bad for him because I was like I thought the absence of news meant bad news, and here he was waiting for it.
Well, the other thing, too, though, apparently Ro had no idea. Nick got on after us last night with no idea. So none of us were informed. So, yeah, there was no one that was told anything.
It's a really cool award. And everyone's like, it's a really big deal. I'm like, and none of us knew who won.
Well, it was kind of nice to wake up to that email, though, this morning.
Do you ever like wake up and think I'm going to go back to sleep, but first I should check my emails?
Sure.
Don't do that.
No.
Just go back to sleep. Because I checked my emails and I only got about 4 hours. And that was why my voice, I think, sounds like this a little bit tonight. It's a little dry. But I woke up and I saw that and I just got out of bed and I was jumping up and down and running around the house.
Oh, that's awesome. What does the award look like?
What the award? It's on
our desk.
We'll go get it.
All right.
Yeah. Here, I have a picture of it on Facebook.
Is it a glass? Is it a silver dome? It's literally a silver dome.
Well, it has the is that the like the silver the capital of Illinois? Is that what the picture is? I'm not sure. Craig is going to our office.
It's a rather distinctive capital building, so you would know.
This is our let's see. Right there. So that's a picture of it. There you go.
Oh, here I'm looking.
I know, it's good radio if I show someone a picture, Esmeralda. Don't you think?
Oh, that's awesome.
What's it look like? There you go.
That is, I mean, seriously, I have no reason to be nice to you other than we're friends. But no, seriously, this is just a great show. Oh, there it is. It says 2016. It has the something like a, is that a breast? Or no, it's a dome.
It's a dome.
Okay. For outstanding achievement in broadcasting, Chicago Market Radio, best radio personality, WGNAM, Patty Vasquez.
Scott, your first reaction to that dome was that it was a breast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of different lines
I'm
and
12.
Stuff on it. I don't know.
No. This is, I shouldn't make fun. This is awesome.
He clearly likes a striped breast.
Apparently. Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I haven't seen.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
I've seen one before. I guess they generally don't have lines on them. So, okay.
We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot. Happening. Silver Dome winner of the show.
This is, I mean, really, this Very is. Cool. I mean, it's a great show. That's why I'm on it week after week. I mean, it's late. It's inconvenient, but it is. I mean, let's face it. I show up at midnight.
I know.
And I'm old. I'm in bed by 9 for crying out loud. But it's just it's a party once a week. It's awesome, and it's awesome to listen to. And I don't say that about a lot of radio. I don't mean to disparage anybody else in this industry, but it's hard to do a show that I would want to listen to.
Oh, thank
and this
you.
Is a show I listen to.
I thank you very much. It's weird in my house because my family only knows what's going on in my life by listening to my show. So, like, you know, Steve will ask me, he's like, oh, so how did that go with, you know, with going down to, you know, whatever it was? And I'm like, how'd you know about that? He's like, I listened to your show.
Aww.
Or when I walk downstairs and do my laundry, I hear my own voice. It's my mom catching up on my life by listening to the podcast, all of which are available at WGNRadio.com.
And iTunes, by the way. You can just subscribe to Patty Vasquez's show on iTunes.
Subscribe
and get it all
to
there.
Her, yeah. Or come see me.
Come see her.
Come see me on Sunday night. Come to the Stage 773's the Chicago Women's Funny Festival.
Ooh.
CWFF. I don't know how you would say that, but say CWFF in your head.
And where is it?
It's at Stage 773 on Belmont. I'm performing at 7 o'clock on Sunday. Come see me have a patty melt.
Nice. Awesome.
There you go.
By the way, Scott, do your sons listen to the show?
They don't listen. They don't look at my work. They don't listen to anything I do. Seriously, my kids are like...
Is that why you want to call them at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, we're going to wake them up.
Absolutely, yeah. Awesome. You know, they woke me up at 2 in the morning when they were babies, so...
Oh, I see how this is going. I kind of like that. There you go. Well, let's do our last call after this on 720 WGN. Yeah. Wake me up before you go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go. You're listening pretty late. I'm Patty Vasquez, your host, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by Scott Santis, the political cartoonist for Chicago Tribune.
You really do that well now.
I'm trying to.
When
I make myself because like there's some things that I trip over. Like I just race through it. Duffy told me, he's like, just slow down.
Just slow down, man. Let it flow over you.
Before we call, do our last call, we are calling your son.
Yes.
Which is nice. Are you reminding him that it's Father's Day? Is that why we're calling him?
Yes, that would be part of the message, yes.
We were talking a little bit earlier, we were just talking about the Silver Dome. I wanted to say, I woke up today and it was a very nice email to get because I kind of went to bed feeling a little bit missing my dad. I miss my dad a lot, and today would have been his 83rd birthday. And I posted his picture on my Facebook page earlier in this week, and it was partly because his birthday was coming up. Father's Day is this Sunday. My father passed away 3 days after Father's Day in 2001. Maybe it was 4 days. It's one of those things where that whole week just sort of blends together and still feels strange to me.
What was his name?
Larry. And I miss him all the time. And I know how proud he would have been. When he was sick with small cell lung cancer, he was sitting down. And I came home. I had just done my very first appearance on WGN Radio. We knew that my father had 6 months to live. My father lived for 7 months, battled small cell lung cancer, and eventually passed away from a small aortic aneurysm, which obviously then ruptured. But... I came home and he heard me on Milt Rosenberg's show. And Milt had wanted to do a show about comedy, and Steve Cochran and Bill Leff invited me to be on the panel. And my dad was listening to the show when I came home. He was waiting for me. And he goes, I think you're going to be all right, kid. I think you're going to make it. And who would have thought that 15 years later I would have my very own show here on WGN? So I really wish he could have heard it, but he was right. I was going to make it.
Yeah.
So let's. I'm very happy to call your son. And
yeah, I mean, my oldest of two boys, Spencer. He is back with his wife, who got her doctorate down in New Zealand. So they're back here in the United States of America.
Welcome back to them.
Yeah, welcome back. This is what we do here in America. We call
calling?
You at 2 in the morning.
That's right. Let's do this. Oh, here we go.
Let's see.
What time would it be in New Zealand?
Well, no, they're here.
They're here, I know, but...
But the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Wow, it really is
so
like...
So we can't leave a
can't
message
even
at all.
Leave him a message.
Oh my gosh, this is hung up on us.
That's Spence just hung up on us.
Yes, but it's a unique situation. We've
well, here, let's do it. Let's do it this way. Let's just go ahead and talk to Spencer as if we're leaving him a message, and then we'll email it to
him. We can call. We have a legislator that we can call.
Oh, who?
Which ones have you met? We've already called Katowski this week, and he's not really in the legislature anymore.
No.
So why don't we call? Let's call Adam Martwick or Leader Lou or who do we have numbers for? Sandak, by the way, I talked to Representative Sandak, and he did think it was funny. Oh, also Representative Cabello thought it was funny.
Who's going to be on tomorrow, by the
way? We have Patty Ballock and we have Representative Patty Ballock and Senator Dan Biss will be on the show tomorrow night. So Craig has chosen one of the legislators that he has a number for. So we will find out who this is going to. Oh dear. I don't know who this is for. Mm. This is going to be a surprise for me.
This is like legislative roulette.
You're not calling John Cass again, are you?
Okay. I did not
so
give you that number.
Scary when that happens.
That was so funny.
Doing good.
I remember when we called, he answered and just hung up on us.
Oh, man. I saw him in the hallway. Yeah, he
wasn't mad.
He wasn't thrilled.
John.
I know, but I saw
him.
He
complained a little bit to Jimmy DeGasper.
A mailbox belonging
did
to...
Did he really?
Rob. I think this one is full as well.
This time. Please try again later.
Wow. We can't leave a message for nobody.
Yeah, Martwick's is full.
His mailbox is full, Representative Martwick.
What does that mean? I mean, how does that happen?
Everyone's calling him to tell him to fix the state. I wonder how many legislators have a full mailbox right now because everyone's just calling and saying, just get it done.
Yeah, this is amazing.
At some point, you don't answer the phone. You just let it
Let's
roll
call
over.
Another one. Let's call Leader Lou. Do you have Leader Lou's number?
Yeah,
I know.
Sure.
We only have a couple minutes left. By the way, Nick DiGilio is up next. Know a new graduate going on their first job interview, or maybe you want to ask your boss for a raise. At 2:35, Nick D talks with human behavioral specialist who will provide tips on what to say and, more importantly, how to say it. What's more important, what to say or how to say it?
Oh, how to say it.
I think how to say it.
Oh, tone, yeah.
Well, getting the nerve up to have that conversation, that's not easy.
No, I've talked to a number of people who are just terrified to ask for a raise. It's like... Ask for it. You don't have it now. You're not going... They say no, you have lost nothing.
You've lost nothing.
No.
This is exciting. We're calling Leader Lou? It's fantastic. Leader Lou Lang?
I really hope we leave a voicemail.
I know, me too.
Let's find out.
I should send you the voicemail I got from Leader Lou. He was laughing.
He's
the only person who has called me laughing about
this. This is Lou Lang. Please leave a message.
Where's at the tone, please record your message.
Here we go. Okay.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad we're leaving
one. For more
I know, me too. Hi, Leader Lou. It's Patty Vasquez.
And Greg Collins.
And Scott Stantis.
Oh, okay. And I'm Carl DeLeo.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's up
sorry.
There.
Wait to be... It's the show first, and then our guests.
Okay. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Hey, Leader Lou. This is Patty Vasquez.
Greg Collins.
Esmeralda Leon.
And Scott Stantis.
Oh, no, you're not in trouble,
no,
Scott Stantis.
Tail between your legs.
Have you ever met Leader Lou?
I have not.
Oh, I've got to introduce you to... He's such a great guy.
Why hasn't he changed Fix the State then?
Well, he's not the only guy.
He's Leader Lou. He's got the title.
Oh, you know what's great is that he's the one... He runs like all the votes. So he'll say, have all voted who wish. And then like they take all the tally and the numbers are on the board. And it's just kind of... You've got to come down to Springfield
with
me.
Well, we keep saying that. We need to shoot you some dates. And they don't... Yeah,
they keep canceling
Mike Madison keeps saying, we're not having this.
Well, because they're having their work groups.
The work groups. Good Lord.
Do they sit in a group in the round wherever they go and then they just sit Indian style?
Oh, I think that would be great. Like, and they just start out with
workbooks.
Like
a-